The Public News Service Go Newscast, November the 30th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Nevada, where marriage equality groups say the U.S. Senate's passage of the Respect for Marriage Act is a huge step forward for people who identify as LGBTQ+.
Chris Davin with the Henderson Equality Center says no state should be allowed to disregard legal same-sex unions.
It should not be up to somebody else who somebody can marry because of their beliefs, their religion, their ideology. When do we finally say enough of enough on who can dictate what we can and cannot do as living beings?
The Senate added language to the bill, clarifying that people who run wedding-related businesses and have religious or moral objections don't have to participate in same-sex unions. The bill now goes back to the House for a second vote, where it is expected to pass and then be signed by President Joe Biden. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the vote shows that, in his own words, the long but inexorable march towards greater equality advances forward. This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
And a New York City company has been working to make buildings across the city more sustainable.
Block Power, founded in 2014, has made it a priority to ensure communities of color are not left behind as New York City moves to a more climate-friendly future. It provides clean energy options like heat pumps and air filtration systems and financing for office and apartment buildings to become more energy efficient. But the company's work goes beyond New York City. Bryant Elder with Block Power describes an upcoming project to electrify an entire city.
We have a project in Ithaca that we launched a couple of months ago. We're agreeing with the city of Ithaca to electrify 6,000 buildings in Ithaca. So we're looking to expand to new cities. We have similar contracts and similar agreements with Menlo Park in California, Denver, Colorado. So we're looking to expand that as well.
One of the bigger challenges of this work, Elder finds, is making sure people are aware of the benefits of making buildings more energy efficient. He says greening a building isn't cheap and can be different in every case, but the company helps with financing to help ensure climate-friendly options aren't out of reach for anyone. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This story produced with original reporting from Phil Roberts at Next City and the Solutions Journalism Network. The company also works with the New York City Housing Authority to improve energy efficiency in public housing. And for the New York Times, Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, and one of his subordinates were convicted Tuesday of seditious conspiracy. The jury found them guilty of seeking to keep former President Donald J. Trump in power through a plot that started after the 2020 election and culminated in the mob attack on the Capitol. This is PNS. The illegal fight over North Dakota's abortion ban continues. Arguments about one element of the case were heard by the state Supreme Court on Tuesday.
North Dakota's highest court will decide whether a preliminary injunction should remain in place while a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the ban moves forward. The state contends a district judge erred in temporarily blocking the law, including an opinion that there's a substantial probability the overall challenge will succeed. Attorney Mitra Metizada, who represents the Red River Women's Clinic, feels the opinion has merit, noting North Dakota has one of the strictest abortion laws in the country.
It's incredibly important that we recognize that this kind of law furthers no state interest. It's just going to harm people.
And Metizada argues lifting the injunction would harm not only patients, but physicians and hospitals. I'm Mike Moen.
And conservation groups are pushing to keep federal protections for the Bears, Ears, and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah.
Now conservation groups have filed a motion to intervene in two lawsuits, one headed by the state of Utah and the other headed by a number of plaintiffs, including the Blue Ribbon Coalition, an off-road vehicle advocacy group that challenged federal protection of these lands. One suit targets the Antiquities Act, saying the monument areas are too large and essentially deprive the state of resources. Steve Block at the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says groups like his are working alongside the Biden administration to ensure protection continues.
That's the really high level, is that it comes down to who gets to call the shots on these lands. And then I think there are some interests who want to see these landscapes exploited for short-term financial gain instead of long-term preservation.
The Bears Ears National Monument was established by President Barack Obama. Grand Staircase Escalante was declared a national monument by President Bill Clinton in 1996. It's said to be home to many dinosaur fossils that can't be found anywhere else in the world. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Finally, Danielle Smith lets us know National Adoption Month comes to an end today. But in Arkansas, almost 300 kids are still waiting to be adopted.
When the organization started a dozen years ago, Candace Gerber of Project Zero says over 600 kids were on adoption waiting lists. The numbers have decreased, but that doesn't make finding homes any less important. Gerber says her group works to raise awareness about the children who are available for adoption.
And we do that through short films and our website. DCFS has in Arkansas has granted us to be the only online heart gallery that showcases a professional headshot of each of the kids that's waiting to be adopted.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.